This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. On June 30th, Dr. Michael Adams will retire after 16 years as president of the University of Georgia. During his term, Adams often sparked controversy with some of his decisions in both academics and athletics. In part two of a conversation in his Athens office, I asked him about what was likely his most famous battle. Certainly one of the most publicized events of your time was back in 2003 when you did not extend Vince Dooley's contract as athletic director. Number one, any regrets either about the action itself or the way it played out, either at your end or his?
Well, you know, that was over a decade ago, and I've pretty well quit talking about it. I would simply say that Coach Dooley made a lot of positive contributions here as a coach and an athletic director, and those were personnel issues, and I generally don't talk about personnel issues. And that's pretty well what I've said for 10 years, and it's what I'll continue to say.
Have you and he restored your relationship?
Oh, we have a cordial relationship. We had a cordial relationship before then. I have a lot of respect for what he's done. I think there's peace in the Bulldog Kingdom today.
There were people at the time who tried to get you fired, and they had some folks in powerful positions in the legislature and elsewhere. Were we at a point, or are we at a point, whether it's here or elsewhere, where athletics, and you're, as you mentioned, a big supporter of athletics, but are athletics the tail that wags, so to speak, the dog?
Well, I don't think anybody thinks that part of the hind end of a dog controls this place. And frankly, that was one of the messages that was positive that came out of all that, though that was not my intention. I have said on other occasions that I think the balancing act between the academic side of the house and the athletic side of the house is more difficult now than it was 16 years ago, not to mention 20 or 25 years ago. Going forward, we may in athletics have frankly had too much money in the system. And I think going forward, athletic departments are going to have to share some of that largesse with academics as well. And that's happening here now at a level that it has never happened at before. And we have an AD in Greg McGarrity who understands the relationship between athletics and academics. So it's a daily issue.
You've defended the sort of strict drug suspension policy that UGA has. The SEC administrations got together, tried to come up with a unified plan, and failed. Do you expect your successor to adhere to the strict policy that you had during your time?
You'll have to ask him, but I would be surprised if he didn't. I know how the AD feels about that, and we've sort of embedded that into the UGA system. I said in the newspapers recently, I took an oath to support the laws of the state of Georgia. I've never been for taking out and, you know, drawing and quartering a kid who smoked a joint. But I do think we need to have self-discipline to the point that, you know, if you engage in that kind of conduct, you're not likely just hurting yourself, you're hurting your team. And that's something that ought to have a higher value than it seems to a few.
There is now a well-quoted saying from Steve Spurrier across the line that he always likes to play Georgia early in the year because Georgia will always have one or two folks, key folks on the squad, suspended. That makes it easier for South Carolina. How do you respond to people who look at that, especially coming from Spurrier, and say, hey, you know, what can we do here?
Nobody does a better job of needling the Georgia constituency than Coach Spurrier. I know him well. I think he's a great coach. I think he's a head case working on other head cases at times. And
the other head cases being media people, fans, well, administrators. Who are the other head cases?
I'm not going there, but I will say I like Steve a lot. I have great respect for Coach Spurrier, and they can do at South Carolina what they want to do, but we're going to, I suspect, maintain the attitude we have at UGA.
Michael Adams is retiring as president of the University of Georgia. Dr. Adams, thank you so much for giving us this much time. We really appreciate it, and good luck.
Thanks, Dennis. Thanks to you, and thanks to the public broadcasting system for being such a good friend to us.